fun song for you guys. It's new. It's going to be fun. So I guess you're already ready. That's all I have to say. Here we go. All my life, all I know, God's been good, good to my soul. Mountain high, valley low, I'm going to sing wherever I go. All my life, all I know, God's been good, good to my soul. Mountain high, valley low, I'm going to sing wherever I go. God is for me.
Promises I now can see, perfect cleansing in the blood.
of us this week. You may sit down. Do you know that when you make a scriptural declaration, that is the word of God becoming a sword? That's exciting. Okay, I did not give one thought to announcements, but thank goodness for the bulletin. Were there any special announcements today? I would like to welcome a new family I met in the back. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but Jennifer and her four children are here. They just moved from West Virginia. Thanks for joining us. So I guess there's nothing. Yes, Mark.
Today's Pat's 25th birthday.
Happy birthday. Awesome. And we are well underway with school and things. Okay, so Bonnie is not here today. We don't have children's church because one of them is not feeling well. I think it's Emmett. But I'm going to dismiss the younger children for sure in the back, and Jan is going to help out, I think, Tammy as well. Thank you so much. The older ones are, you know, free to stay and sit quietly, or if you're going to go back there, you got to be quiet leaders. Okay, we are ready for prayer. Dean, you want to come up? Do I have Dean? He's not here. There he is. I'm looking right over him.
Good morning, everybody. So, we have some prayer requests that we want to do. Can't hear me? You hear me now? Okay, a little closer. Yeah. Yes, Glenda. Yeah, we need to pray for Delaney. She's going through some more tests and things. So.
Chemo.
So. Anybody else? Okay.
So the search committee meets today. We're going to start looking at resumes. So just give us discernment, give us wisdom, you know, as we start to move ahead. And I want to thank you. I know Tammy's not in here, but she made our meal today, so I'm thankful for that. As well, just again, keep the new pastor, whoever that may be, in your prayers.
Okay. The search committee is going to meet today to go over some of the resumes, I think. So pray for that. Pray for us. Let's go to prayer then. Precious Father, we come before you and just praise you and thank you for all you do for us. Continue us and guide us and direct us in the direction you want us to go. We have these prayer requests. The first of all is the 9/11 survivors, Lord Jesus. Wrap your loving arms around them and comfort them and give them closure, because there's still some of the evildoers down in Gitmo. So just make this get a closure to that situation, Lord. We bring Delaney to you today, Lord, again, Lord, that she needs strength and guidance and direction. And Lord Jesus, just wrap your loving arms around her and get her through this next stage of chemo, Lord, that thy will be done. We also lift the committee today, the pulpit committee, Lord, just show us and guide us and direct us and give us wisdom in all we need to do. I just thank you and praise you for the rain today, and thank you and praise you for all you do for us, Lord. Father God, I praise you too for all you do, the creator of heaven and earth and all that is in it, Lord. I pray this in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you. we are all sinners in your eyes. We have all fallen short of your glory, Lord, and you chased after each one and rescued us and washed us in your blood and gave us right standing before you. Change our hearts. We are asking, Lord, change us because of your glorious mercy and grace. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. If you would like to stand with us for this closing number, if you don't know this song, just listen to the words, or you can quietly sing along.
Desperately, we search for you when our minds are clouded. So desperately, we need to drop to our knees and know your power is stronger than the power of those things that affect our lives, that does not affect our faith. Lord, we ask you that you would be with those in this room that suffer, and be with those in this room who love those who are suffering. Give us a fresh awareness that you have done all that you can to teach us how to endure. We've seen you do it. We know it can be done. And we follow your example step by step. Give us, we pray, your power in our lives this day and in the days to come. Amen.
For joining us today. I hope that you God bless you guys. You are dismissed. And oh, you are not dismissed. Bless you.
pastor is going to come up and guide communion now. Thank you. Hang in there with us a few more minutes.
It seemed like a good place to end. Please be seated. As we take a moment to prepare for the Lord's Supper, let me remind you that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he said, "For I deliver unto you that which I've also received from the Lord Jesus, that on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it. And he said, 'This is my body, broken for you and for many. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me.' And also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again.' Then he added that a person should therefore examine themselves. For if you eat and drink of the bread and the cup in an unworthy manner, you eat and drink condemnation upon yourself." So we're going to take a moment, and we're going to pray for God to cleanse our hearts and still our minds, quiet our spirits, so that this memorial can be done properly to our Lord. Let's pray. Father, these are important times. Times of our lives, times of our nation, times of our planet. We so desperately, Lord, need your presence. We remember all that you've done. We thank you for all of your gifts of grace. Quiet our hearts, cleanse our spirits, that we might receive this sacred meal in honor of you. In his strong name we pray. Amen. There's two types of bread we offer you, both gluten-free and full of gluten. We ask you to come forward, take a piece of bread, dip it in the cup, and participate in communion right there, then return to your seats. You may come, you may stay if you wish. You're invited to come. Please come and participate.
Anybody know what the devil gluten is?
No. special moments, holy days. There was a meeting of the search committee immediately after the service today. Next week, the praise team is going to be in charge of the worship. We encourage you to be here for that. In 2 weeks, on the 25th of September, after the morning worship service, there's going to be an informational meeting. Please, I encourage everyone to be here on the 25th. We're going to talk about the next stages of growth for Family Worship Center in Grass Lake. Would you stand with me, please, for the benediction? The ancient words of the book of Numbers come to us. They are personal words, words that were not only meant for a nation, but for its people. The words, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face turn toward you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the very light of his holiness upon you and give you peace today and forevermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.